my father, after he retired, wanted to give money to a project that involved children in the widest sense of the word. He approached what was then the ILEA, Inner London Education Authority, and asked them about various projects. And the lady concerned, and I can remember her, but I cannot remember her name, unfortunately, pointed him in the direction of Maxilla. And so he got in touch with Judy. At that stage, the project was in the planning stages. And I can remember him saying that he thought it was a great idea, the whole project, and particularly the concept of the Parents' Centre, which was a part of the project that I suppose looked at the role of parents, both parents who had children at Maxilla or who were staff at Maxilla, and parents within the wider community. And I mean, that's what, you know, that's one of the big things I think about Maxilla. It was a resource within the community. Well, I got involved. I met Judy, and we seemed to get on very well. And she co-opted me onto the first of all onto the planning committee, and I used to go along for meetings. Sometimes my father went for meetings as well. And then when the project started, I was involved with the toy library. He used to have a toy library at Maxilla, you know, for lending toys. And then as my father got older, and of course after he died and he dropped out coming to meetings, I co-opted onto the trustees, and I used to come along to meetings. I know that the parents' centre, the whole centre, including the parents' centre, was very much admired by people who used to come and see it from all over the country. And it was fairly unique, you see, in that it had all these concepts and all these aspects under one roof. And I mean, to begin with, it provided, it was provision from 0 to 5. Very sad, really, to think that Maxilla was going. I mean, I think North Kensington should have been proud to have a centre like that. I mean, Judy did a terrific job, because not only did she run the centre, but she had to do this enormous fundraising, which sometimes didn't pay off. I thought, oh, Maxilla will be all right. You know, I thought it's got through quite a few crises. It'll carry on, you know. I mean, it was a terrific, in a way, it was a terrific shock to me, and yet it shouldn't have been. Really, the writing was on the wall for several years, because it was such a unique place. I just couldn't envisage that somebody wouldn't save it, you know. They should have been proud to have a resource like that in the community, you know. And they should have gone out of their way to make sure it was enabled to continue.